弟兄姊妹平安，感谢神，我们又一次来到主的面前，我们还有一次的机会来交通光。
Praise the Lord that we can all come to the Lord, before the Lord and fellowship concerning the light.
圣诞的季节总是让我们想起光，因为我们知道从美国从感恩节开始，那晚上你所看见的就是到处好像都是光，是那么明亮。
This is a season of light. We can see light ever since Thanksgiving all around us.
我想看见这些光是要叫我们想起说神给他儿女的光，神家中的光应该是怎样。
I hope that through these lights we will remember how God wants us to see him as the light of our life.
我记得上一次圣明弟兄在我们当中交通讲到神家属灵的实际。
Last time, Brother Shenming had fellowship the reality of the family of God.
那里说到神家一切的根基乃是十字架，那然后神家启示的光就是圣灵。
The foundation of the family of God is rooted in Christ, on cross, and the revelation is coming from the Holy Spirit that gives us light.
当然我不多，其他不多说很多，但是我觉得里面的内容很宝贵，因为概括来说，那个就是山上的样式。
This message was very precious to me because this revealed the vision from the mountain.
说到山上的样式，我不知道弟兄姊妹，我们多少还有没有印象哈？应该我们不会陌生，我们也曾经一起追求过，但是这也许是十年、二十年前的事。
I know in the past few, this message was given a few years back, but I believe all of us would still recall the vision from the mountain.
那个时候我们觉得，我自己觉得，我们追求过了，好像我们就有了。
I feel like we have pursued it and we have obtained.
但是如果看神家中的光景的变迁，我们就知道说，并不是说我们追求过一次，我觉得知道了我们就有，我们需要常常的回到这个原来的根基上，我们才可以建造。
It's but through these changes and that happens in the past, and we really need to come back to the foundation.
我们今年的主题是那光是真光。
This is the theme of our year. The light is the truth.
明年我们会开始交通生命与爱。但是在一年的末了，我们还有最后的一次机会再来看这个光。
Next year we'll talk about the life and the love. But this year we have one more opportunity to fellowship concerning the light.
我的感动是在约翰福音八章十二节。那我们一起来读这一节神的话。我们一起来读。
Let us read together.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得到生命的光。感谢神，我们在 这一节圣经，我们看见这是主再一次的宣告，他说我是。
Jesus once again declared that I am.
主说我是世界的光，并且他也给我们一个宝贵的应许，就是跟随他的人会得着生命的光。
He once again declared that I am the light of the world, and those who follow me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
所以主有他的宣告，主也有他的应许。这是我们今天要交通的。
Our fellowship will be focusing on his promise and his declaration.
对，当然我们要问主说，我是世界的光，他意思究竟是什么？
We first ask, what is the meaning of I am the light of the world.
那我们可能要交通一点点的背景，关于犹太人的节期。
Here's the background.
我们现在是圣诞节，但是犹太人他们过的一个大的节期叫做祝棚节。
One of the major festivals is the festival of tabernacle.
他们在节期要做什么？他们祝棚节当然是要他们要搭帐篷，他们要住帐篷。
They're to build a tent and to live in it.
他们就要纪念他们在旷野漂流的时候，他们是神与他们同在，是神在引导他们，带领他们 保护他们。
To do so is to remember while they were in wilderness how God has provided for them.
后来当以色列人被掳归回的时候，他们过这个祝棚节，他们就加入了一些特别的我们叫做仪式或者说典礼。
And during these festivals, as they celebrate and recall, there is added ritual.
其中有两项，今天交通一下。不过要声明一下，这是圣经以外的资料，不是圣经本身所说的内容。其中一项就叫做汲水礼和浇水礼。
So two of the rituals that they added was water drawing and pouring rite. And this is not from the quoted text of the Bible.
我们知道说在那个根据我们所知道的以色列人他们会大祭司带领他们到那个希罗亚的池子去取水。
And Israel will come to the pool to draw water.
然后他们会拿回来把这个水要浇在祭坛的前面然后让它流下来。
After bringing back to the tabernacle, they will pour it upon the altar and allow it to run down.
这个当然是纪念在旷野的时候神给以色列人水喝。
This to remember how God has sent the water and satisfied their thirst.
还有一个很重要的就是他们相信这个表明弥赛亚来的时候会有这个活水从圣城流出来从圣殿流出来。
There's also the foreshadowing of the coming of Messiah will also fulfill the reality of this water.
而且这个水是要流到全地的。
And this water is to pour out and extend to the end of the earth.
所以耶稣就站着高声说，他说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，在他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”
That's why Jesus stood there and said, "Those who are thirsty may come and shall pour forth from their belly the water of living water."
这是主他那个邀请的背景。
This is the background of how Jesus' invitation.
那还有一个典礼呢，就叫做照亮圣殿礼。
There is another ritual, is illumination of the temple rites.
他们会在犹太人会在圣殿的女院哈，那个摆上四座非常高的灯台。
And in the court of the women.There will be four huge light posts.
那个灯台非常的高，非常的亮啊，据说有可能会有20米。那么它能够把整个的圣殿的区域都照亮。不仅如此，整个耶路撒冷城都能够照得很亮。
And it's so high, it's about 20 meters, and it has ability to not only illuminate the entire temple court, but also the Jerusalem city.
那是在纪念什么呢？那是在纪念在旷野的时候，以色列人他们走在旷野，神用云柱和火柱来引导他们。
This to remember, while they were in wilderness, that God is the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
而且他们相信说将来神要做他百姓的光。
And they also believe that God shall be the light.
这个也是耶稣宣告他说我是世界的光那个的背景。
That's why Jesus declared right there that I am the light of the world.
所以刚才我们也读了虽然我们在交通约翰福音八章十二节但今天主要我们会用出埃及记十三章的话来看。
Even though we just read from John chapter 8, but our main fellowship will come from Exodus chapter 13.
今天我们不会读很多的圣经，这是又一处十三章二十一节、二十二节，这两节很重要，我们在一起的来读。
Let us read these verses once again.
日间。耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。日间云柱，夜间火柱，总不离开他心的面前。主说，你们可以来喝。他讲到那个活水，那背景是在以色列人旷野的经历。那他讲到这个世界的光， 对以色列人来说，也是他们在旷野的经历。
Whether this experience of the light is reflecting or recalling their life in the wandering in the desert.
说到这个经历的意思，其实就是说经历什么？经历的内容是说，我们经历讲到经历，当然是一件一件的事。
Even though this experience of is referring to a certain event.
但是真正经历的内容是什么？是我们跟神的关系。
But the reality of those events or experiences is our relationship with God.
所以我们要知道说，这个经历或者说一个见证，它不光有一件事情发生。
So this is just not merely an event that happened.
而是说那件事的背后，我对于我自己跟神的关系有了怎样的认识。
But through this experience, what kind of relationship that we have established or gained from the Lord.
今天主要就是加上这个云柱火柱。
This is our fellowship center on the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
首先要澄清一下，这个不是两根柱子哈，因为有些弟兄姊妹可能圣经不一定很熟悉，云柱火柱不是两根柱子，一根叫云柱，一根叫火柱，它是一根。
This is not two separate pillars, that one is cloud and another one is more like fire. This is actually two is actually one.
如果你手边有圣经，翻到十四章，就会发现出埃及记十四章那里说到云火柱。
And actually, chapter 14 of Exodus is talk about the pillar of fire and cloud.
所以这个火是在云的当中，所以白天看更像云，晚上看更像火。
So during the night it looks more like fire, but during the day it looks more like cloud.
它的本质是火，或者说这个亮光在云的里面。
The essence of the pillar is fire.Or this light is in the midst of the cloud.
说到这个火，其实我们就不能不想到主呼召摩西的时候，他所看见的是什么。
This fire took us back to how God called Moses.
当神向摩西显现的时候，耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中显现。
When God called Moses, the bush was set on fire.
摩西要过去看这个大异象，那个荆棘在那里烧，但是荆棘没有烧毁。
Even though the bush was burning, but the bush was not consumed.
从那里摩西知道他站的地方是圣地，他也知道是神亲自向他说话。
Henceforth, Moses know what the ground that he's standing is holy.
所以现在我们知道以色列人来到了旷野。
As children of Israel came to this wilderness.
来到旷野不是就随随便便走到了旷野，他们是蒙了拯救，他们出了埃及，从这个在逾越节他们吃了羔羊，他们的血涂在门框上，他们的长子蒙了保守，没有被击杀。因着这个法老不得不让他们走，所以他们出来了，他们来到了旷野。
They have came to the wilderness not in the light way. They have went through the death of an angel, striking the firstborn of Pharaoh, and they have eaten the Passover lamb, and they were set free.
所以现在不是摩西他一个人要走路，是两百万以色列人要走路。
So right now it's not just Moses that walk out, but the people that follow him.
200万一起走路是不容易的。
Two million people walking together is not an easy thing.
我不知道大家有没有想象一下摩西怎么带他们，是用他的嗓子喊吗？就是喊这两百人可以走了，可以走了。
How can you imagine Moses would lead these 2 million people by his voice calling, let's go?
那这两百万人什么时候起行？他们什么时候停下来？那停下来要住多久？怎么来定？
How can they set the departure time, when to go, when to leave, how long they going to stay?
今天可能是你们家生病了，明天他们家受伤了。
Maybe today someone in your household was sick and tomorrow somebody else is hurt.
再过一天天气不好。
Maybe the other day is bad weather.
再过一天这个牛要下崽了。
Maybe something happened to their cattle.
可能我们在以琳会待得非常好，就是为什么住那么短？ 我希望多住一点。
Someone may complain that Elim is a great place to, leave, to stay. Why do we have to leave so soon?
如果马拉的话，水这么苦，我们干嘛不赶紧就走？
Why do we have to stay at the Mara for so long? The water is so bitter.
所以这么两百万人的意见是没有办法一样的。
There's so many opinions.
如果你让摩西说做一个明智的决定，让这两百万人每一家都高兴，那是不可能的。
To honor everybody's opinions is impossible.
你可能你要每一家都高兴，其实没有一家会高兴。
It's impossible to please everybody, and will end up nobody is happy.
所以说，其实不光是两百万人了，就是我们今天也许这里有七十个人，我们面临的也会是一样的。
We probably face the same thing today among just 70 of us.
那神怎样的带领？我们可能以前最注重的就是摩西，因为一讲到旷野的道路带领，那我们关注点在摩西的身上。
We may look at Moses for this journey in the wilderness.
但是主给我一个感动，就是可能我们这些年间比较容易忽略的乃是那个云柱和火柱。
But the Lord has taught, touched my heart to look at and focus on the pillar of fire and cloud.
因为旷野里面就是一个很稀奇的地方，就是没有路，或者也可以说到处都是路，你想怎么走都可以。
If you really look at the wilderness, it's a place that has no way, but it's everywhere is a way.
反正只要我没有拜埃及的偶像，我没有回到埃及去，那我就是神的百姓，那我是正确的。那在这个正确的前提下面，好像又可以哪里都可以去。
So as long as I don't go back to the way of worshipping idol in Egypt, then I basically can go anyway and live any way I want.
那如果按照我们的今天的习惯，我们很希望说，如果有一条路走，就像我们今天的 highway， 地上是有很好的这个白线画出来的，所以你该怎么走就很清楚。
It'll be a lot easier if our life is like highway. It was guided by the dotted line. Just go straight.
这样是很清楚的。一旦有人越线，你看得很清楚，那个 middle 中线在哪里？别的如果一过来，你马上就知道。
It's very obvious if someone deviated from that dotted line.
但是很不幸，在旷野好像地上没有这么两条线来画出一条路给以色列人走。
But in the wilderness, there is no dotted line for us to guide us.
所以我们在这里可以学习神要给以色列人看的法则，他是用什么来带以色列人走？
So、
就是有光。
So here we may learn the way of the Lord through His light.
我们希望能够跟着线走，但是神希望我们跟着光走。
It will be easier if we just follow the dotted line, but God's desire is for us to follow the light.
这个不是说摩西不重要了，有的时候我们讲一面就会觉得说，那所以好像摩西可以拿掉了，我们只要有光，不是这个意思，而是说可能我们眼睛只在看摩西，但是可能我们会忘记了神给每一个以色列人都有云柱和火柱。
I'm not saying Moses is not important here, but I'm saying that in each and every one of our life, there is a pillar of cloud and fire.
有一点很重要，就是这个云柱火柱是给每一个以色列人的。
And this pillar of cloud and fire is for every children of Israel.
我们当然知道信徒的人，我们每一个人，可能我们对自己会有个评估，我们有一个光谱，好像我有多属灵，或者我有多软弱。
being a Christian, we too will self-evaluate how weak we are or how good we do.
但是可能我们基督徒做久了，可能我们也有一些失败的软弱的经历，但是在我们心中就会有一些想当然，我们觉得说光是神给少数特别追求、特别有能力，反正是特别的弟兄，他们才会有光的。
And we often will fall into this trap that only the few may receive the light.
我们就希望这些特别有光的，就好比摩西，他给我们画一条线，那我们就跟着这条线走。
And just like Moses, we wish to follow someone with a dotted line, can draw a dotted line on the sand, and we could just easily follow.
所以我们要回到出埃及记，看见旷野里的经历，神给我们看见的图画不是这样。
But this is not what the Exodus has shown us.
这两百万人，每一个人，他们都能看见，不管这个里面某一位是多么属灵，或者某一位是多么的不属灵。
Every single one of the people of Israel walking in that desert all saw the pillar of fire and cloud.
问题不是说你有多属灵，问题是说你，我们要问自己一个问题，说我是不是神的百姓，我是不是神的儿女。
Regardless how the spiritual condition of each one that follows, what's important is the condition of each one of us following the pillar.
如果在对于那天晚上来讲，就是说我有没有吃羔羊的肉，我有没有把血涂在门楣上面，那我有没有从埃及出来。
The most crucial thing is, have I eaten the Passover lamb? Have I painted the blood of the lamb upon the doorpost?
那是对以色列人来讲，就是那幅图画。那对于我们基督徒来说，这个图画就是我，不是图画，就是我们的经历。我有没有接受耶稣基督做我的救主？我有没有接受这个十字架的救恩
？And today, our experience, have we truly received the Lord as our Savior? That is what's crucial.
如果我们的答案是确定的，不是一个模模糊糊的，那我们应该知道说。你对云柱火柱，在接下来讲就是这个光，应该是同样的确定。没有道理说我们对一个答案是确定的，对另一个答案却是模糊的。
If we can answer that question with certainty, then with certainty too, we may also answer to the pillar of fire and cloud.
我希望我们从这里看就很清楚。
Here we can see it clearly.
但是不容易接受，因为根据我们的经历，有的时候是相反。
Even though it's clear to see, but it's hard to receive because our experience could be the opposite.
因为如果我们诚实的话，我们经常会觉得说，我感觉就是昏昏暗暗的，好像看不清楚。
Truth be told, we do feel like sometime.Our vision is kind of blurry.
那这个就是对于我们信心的挑战。信心是看神的话怎样说，那我的信心来跟上来，还是看我怎样的感觉？那我觉得说我的感觉是最可靠的。
This is a test to our faith. Are we walk by the truth that is in the Word, or we walk by our feeling?
所以事实。以色列人的图画就是他们从最小的一个孩子，你是小孩子也好，你做到了这个一个支派的首领也好，从这个小孩子，他再小的孩子，他也能看见云柱火柱。你是支派的首领，你也能看见云柱火柱。
The children of Israel in the wilderness, while they're walking through, regardless it's a young person or the tribal leader, all of them could see the pillar of fire and cloud.
所以我们就不要被这个资格的事情挡住，然后想说我的年龄够不够，我的资历够不够。真正来说，神要心意是给这两百万人，每一个人都能够看见。
So let us not be hindered by our
our feeling towards whether we're qualified or whether we're spiritually mature. What the Lord really desires is for all of us to see this.
所以我想我们在教会在这些年间我们很注重纪要真理，我想弟兄姊妹也都学得很好。
And throughout these years, our church is very burdened to teach the truth, and we all learned.
如果我们相信了主耶稣基督，我们接受了宝血。
If we have believed the Lord and received His blood.
然后有个弟兄想，但是我觉得可能我还没有完全得救。
Maybe you have the question, but am I truly safe?
如果有人这么教导，那马上我想弟兄姊妹会站出来，这个是异端，我们一刻也不能容让他。And
I know that from within among us will stand to oppose that kind of doubt and that kind of teaching.
但是同样的原则说，你说我是这个200万人里的一员，但是云柱火柱跟我是没关系的。
Similarly speaking, if you said that, even though I am part of the children of Israel walking in the wilderness, but I have nothing to do with pillar of fire and cloud.
那这样对吗? 那我们可能就心里要打问号了。Is
that right?
但愿神今天祂的光帮助我们，让我们知道说，我们向什么应该说是，向什么应该说不。May
God's light will help us to say yes and no.
好，我们把这节我们再读一下哈，让盼望我们读的时候里面有一点的神在给我们更多一点的感觉。我们再次读这节圣经：日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火光中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。日间云柱，夜间火柱总不离开他百姓的面。 所以我们是他的百姓，这里面包括这些百姓，包括经常发怨言的百姓。We
are his people, and yet among these people, some complaints.
并不是只有约书亚和加勒有。Not
just Caleb and Joshua has.
不仅约书亚能看见这些说没有吃肉啊。 不如回埃及啊，好像我们看起来就是我们有时候不免在里面，但是感谢神，神有一个宝贵的应许，他说，尽管我们有的时候软弱退后，神不喜欢，神会管教，但是神的管教不是叫我们把我们剔除了，就让我们没有云柱和火柱了。When
we complain and complained about there's no meat, and we could see that the discipline of the Lord will come, but He will never remove the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud away from us.
你读的时候，你会不会看见这两节圣经里有一个词也重复了三遍？会不会觉得有点啰嗦？
There is words that repeated three times.
什么字重复了三遍呢？ 当然云柱火柱这个词很多了，除了云柱火柱之外，还有哪一个很多？
Have you noticed anything repeat three times besides the pillars?
那个日间、月间、日夜，然后日间、夜间，为什么要这么啰嗦？
Day and night repeated many times. Is it redundant?
因为从我们的感觉往往会正好相反的，我们觉得说，这个。 神的光照好像就是一年当中，好像灵光一，中国人说灵光一闪，好像说一年当中你可能只有一刻两刻，哎呀，我感觉到一点神的光，这已经是神对我非常怜悯了。
We many time we feel like the enlightenment from the Lord it's so precious. Maybe once or twice a year is already wonderful.
但是这两节在这里很明显的强调。 所以为什么会让你感觉到有两根柱子？就是说，不管外面的环境是暗的还是亮的。
Here we can see that regardless of the circumstances are bright or dark.
神有一个应许，神不是说谎的神，他是真实的神，信实的神。当他说日间、 夜间，日间，夜间，日间，夜间。他的意思说，永远不离开他的百姓。
God speaks the truth when He say the night by night and by day. He trying to tell us that He will always be there with us.
所以神不会把一个人剔除在外，他也不把一段的时间或者一种环境的因素，他就剔除在外，让我们没有云柱火柱。
He will never kick us out of the to a place where we cannot see the pillar of light and fire.
所以这个有时候我们大管教孩子，美国人经常用的一个方法叫 time out。中文叫什么？我们都用美国人的方式，这个是不是好像关在一个小房间里面
？We like to use a timeout to discipline our kids, send them to a room.
或者说就是说，有一段时间你是自己待的
，to be alone.
那这个不一定是一个黑屋子，但是就是总之就是和父母分开，然后你必须自己一个人。
To be separated from the parents, to be alone for a set time.
但是感谢赞美我们的主，他给我们，他有管教，但是他不把那个光拿走，他没有一个 light out. 我们的神不把光拿走。
Praise the Lord, He disciplines us, but He never disciplines with light out.
可能我们有些基督徒有时候会自己把自己time out 一下。
Maybe Christian will time out themselves.
有时候可能一天，有的时候可能一个月，有的时候就是好像根据我软弱了有多少，那我觉得说自我惩罚一下，那我觉得说过上多久，大概我觉得说神也许能让我再摸到一点了。
We sometimes put ourselves in timeout and separate us from the present and just to be separated.
但愿我们看主的话所读到的，我们知道说我们应该立刻回到主的面前来。
Hope that according to this word that we would quickly come back to.The word of God.
有的时候不仅是个人，这个其实我们作为一个团体，基督的身体，有时候我们教会也会这样子。
Not just individually speaking, but church as well.
所以大家可能已经听出这个，今天我教上的重点就是神他给我们的这个云柱火柱。为什么叫云柱火柱？它不是一个 candle, 它是给所有人的。
So my burden that I want to share today is that God has given us not just a candle for His word, but it is a pillar of fire and cloud.
它是给一个团体，它不是给只给一个人走路的。一个人有，就是你提一个灯笼，那个有就是话语的带领，脚前的灯，路上的光。神个人带领我们，但是神给一个他的教会，应该是有云柱火柱的。
God will give a lantern for the individual light for each step, but here with a pillar of fire and cloud is for the entire people.
那神，其实我觉得我们不容易感受到，有一个原因是一个责任的问题，因为当我们承认那个是光之后，我们就会有责任。
It's a matter of sense of responsibility.So when we receive the light, there it comes the responsibility.
如果有一条线画在那里，你可以说这条线画得不好。
If there is a line drawn, you may complain that this is crooked.
我们中国人的习惯就是这条线画得不好，所以我比较聪明一点，我可以那么走。
For Chinese, we will use it as a point of reference, and we still walk in our own way.
如果你真的看见了神的光。我们不敢照自己的意思走。
But if you truly see the light of God, then we don't dare to walk in our own ways.
其实这个机会是同时的，就是当你里面有一个愿意向光负责的心，神会让你看见那个光。
When we have the sense of responsibility, when we see the light, and we will also walk towards the light.
我讲了蛮多真理方面的，我举两个例子。
And I have two examples.
我们这个月薄饼，弟兄姊妹都很有感受。
We all were touched by this last Lord's table meeting.
因为神的同在和祝福是非常的明显。
Because it was clear to all of us of God's presence and blessings.
我们没有预先的在划一条规矩，说今天的交通分享只能关于祷告。
We don't have a line to establish the rule of how we should meet.
但是很稀奇，就是如果你在的弟兄姊妹，你可以见证说，我们的分享和见证都是围绕着祷告。
But amazing thing is that fellowship that day was all around prayer.
而且那些分享都是叫我们的心会热起来的。
It all caused our heart to warm.
所以这个，我想这个就是一个例子，叫我们看见说，这就是云柱升起来，神在做他的工作。那我们一同看的时候，我们的肢体也就能够动起来。
And we have all experienced the rising up of the pillar of fire and cloud. As it arises, we all follow.
所以很稀奇，就是我们先走得很齐，之后我们才发现，哎，我们怎么会走得这么齐呢？
And we by the time we realize, we all are walking in one accord. We're amazed.
而不是我们先定好了我要这样走，然后说你错了，你错了，你也错了，那样子纠正的。
There's no one establish a rule and correct accordingly.
那还有最近福音的事上也是，好像我们很久也没有人得救，但是神给我们恩典，一下子就有三位得救。
In the matter of gospel reaching out, we have not purposely done any program or reaching out, but the Lord has given us three new ones.
我想这就是神他在我们当中显出他的作为。
What the Lord has already manifested His doing among us.
这是神的时候，就像我们看见云柱升起，这个时候是要我们起行的时候。
The timing of the Lord revealed to each one of us that it's time to move on.
有的时候，很多时候对我们个人不见得是一个好时候，可能是个最不方便的时候。
Maybe it's very inconvenient to us individually speaking.
但是如果我们看见了那个云柱火柱里面的光，这是我们起行的时候。
But if we saw the light come from the pillar of fire, then we know that it is time to move on.
我知道很多弟兄姊妹都是愿意做的，像上次 Tony 交通这个周弟兄，神有特别的怜悯，把他带回到 KC 的养老院来，本来要多少四个小时是吧？现在只要十五分钟就可以去看他。
And last week we heard from Tony's fellowship that our dear brother Cho has brought back by the grace of God, so that the visitation drive is reduced from 4 hours to 15 minutes.
后来 Tony 就告诉我说，有很多弟兄姊妹私下去问啊，怎么样具体的来去看啊，周弟兄。
Many people has inquired about the logistic of this visitation.
那个就是跟从，很具体的跟从。
This is a practical following.
感谢神，因为他有一个很具体的挑战哈，或者 challenge， 然后呢，我们就有我们的行动来跟上。
Because of this practical challenge, there's the response.
这就是我在神家中所看见的一些，我觉得说主，我们不敢说我们看得多清楚，我的眼光有多好。但是我们不要否认一个事实，云柱火柱在我们的当中。
This is what I have observed. I'm not boasting, but I truly see the work and the responding among us towards the pillar of fire and cloud.
所以今天我们会有一个循环，有的时候会有一种循环。
And there is a cycle.
有的时候就是我们觉得什么事情都没有安排，没有定规，那这个很不好，很混乱，因为做事情乱的，我们就没办法一起走路。
Sometimes we feel like without the rules, and how can we work out in one accord?
其实你看山上的样式里面，其实是充满了安排的。那有许多的细节，你这个钩子和那个锚，你位置不对就连不起来。
But the vision of on the mount is very coordinated and unison.
就像十二个支派，哪个先走，哪个后走，至少你要定一下，这才可能走路。
It's well coordinated among the tribal as they encamp.
但是如果走路的时候，你只看到如果只有安排这件事情，没有亮光这件事情，慢慢的那个规矩就变成死的。
But without the light from the pillar,
因为我们每一个人，我们的注重点都不一样，我们追求不一样，我们的利害关系不一样，可能以前我们所受到一些的伤害也不一样，所以我们没法在一条线上觉得说这是最好的。
Because we all came from our different backgrounds and have different baggages, so there is no true dotted line that we can go by.
所以神知道，我想这不是我们一个教会的问题。我想只要是人聚集的地方，都是同样的问题。
I think it's not just the problem we experience in our church, but I believe wherever people meet has such a problem.
所以神要给我们一个超越这一切之上的。那个就是云柱火柱里的光。
God wants to give us something far higher, which is the pillar of fire and cloud.
所以，不是要否定我们弟兄姊妹对教会安排的敏感。其实这个敏感很宝贵的，有这个敏感表示你 care.
This is not to oppose those who has the sensitivity for the arrangement.
今天一个挑战就是说。我们也要把同样的敏感，其实没有安排，我们比较容易感觉到，比较只要你稍微关心神的家，你会感觉到缺乏安排，或者说安排的不妥当，我们都能感受到。
And actually, we all have this. We all know deep down how to go about.
所以今天的挑战就是我们要把同样的这种敏感，这样的感受。也用在那个光的上面。我们要问自己说，不光对安排的事，我有没有这份敏感？那对于主的光，我们是不是也有这样的一个敏感
？We need to ask ourselves. Not only we're sensitive to the arrangement of things, we also need the sensitivity to the light.
我们不能说反正是有带领的弟兄。
Let us not say, "Oh, there is leading brother; they will decide."
他们负责光，我只管有没有安排。
These leading brothers will be responsible for the light, and I just worry about the arrangement.
每一个以色列人，他们对那个光都有责任。
Every single children of Israel has responsibility for the responding of the pillar of fire and cloud.
今天我们每一个。神的儿女对神家中的光也都有责任。
Same with us.
所以这个光的目的是为了要我们走路的。如果我们睡觉的话，有光没光没关系。你要起来走路的话，光就很重要。
The light is for the moving on and for the walking.
所以耶稣他的呼召是说来跟从我的，来跟从这个光的，你就必要得着生命的光。
Jesus said, "Those who follow the light shall receive the light of life."
那今天，没有时间讲跟从了。那我想，生命的光，我们可以在生命的主题里再更多交通。但是在这个圣诞的季节，当我们看见外面这周遭许多的光的时候，让我们想起我们神家中的人，我们要注意什么。
I believe we will have more opportunity to fellowship on the light of life. But during this Christmas season, when we surrounded by the light, Let us look at what is the true light.
所以盼望新的一年是这个光带我们走路来进入真理和实际。
May this light lead us into the new year, into the reality of His light.
我们一起低头有点祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你的恩典，你是信实的主，你是大能的神。
Lord, we thank you for your grace, for you are truth and powerful.
主，你把百姓从埃及领出来，你不要把他们丢在旷野里面。
Lord, you will not forsake them in your children of Israel in the wilderness.
主，我们知道今天你也必不丢弃我们。
In the same today.
主啊，求你怜悯我们，也不容我们按着自己的意思来行。
Be merciful towards us. Do not allow us to walk in our own ways.
在神的家中有亮光，你也让我们每一个神的儿女都对这个光有责任。
In the house of God, there is light. May we respond to that light.
你说你是光，但愿我们每一个人都愿意来跟从你。
You say you are the light. May all of us be willing to follow you as light.
愿你祝福每一位愿意跟从的。
May you bless those who is willing to follow.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.